Auto insurance can all seem the same until it comes time to use it. So don't get stuck paying more for less coverage. Switch to USAA Auto Insurance and you could start saving money in no time. Get a quote today. Restrictions apply.
Sugar. Hi.
Hello from Hawaii, everybody.
You know what I love?
What do you love?
I love when they mix songs. So
when who mixes it? Wait, when who mixes
songs?
Just
in general, like watermelon sugar. Hi.
Oh.
Or
on social media.
Or watermelon sugar. Hi. Do you want to marry me? You know when they like mix those things?
I do know.
I love when shit like that happens.
Was that specific one you just said a TikTok?
Uh-huh.
Watermelon sugar.
Hi.
No. Oh. No, that one is funny though. No, though. Watermelon sugar.
Hi.
What do you wanna be mine? What song is that?
It's my new favorite song.
No, what song is that second song?
I'll show you.
Do you wanna be mine?
And baby, we make a C9. Minute can share you and I can't even hide.
Hi, baby, do you wanna be mine? Maybe we can see the seaside. Wanna kick it with you. I can't even.
So it's by Seb, S-E-B. Okay.
Oh, isn't Seb a big DJ?
Cutie, you think I know?
Isn't, guys.
I don't f***ing know.
I'm asking you guys. Is Seb's, I'm asking the audience right now.
Well, listen.
Seb's a big DJ, right?
Oh, maybe. It's called Seaside Demo. Does that mean that it was just a demo and then they were like, eh, fuck it, let's put it out?
I don't know. Hey, guys, I want to say something. Ariel is, her eyes are closed right now. I'm looking over at her and her phone was just.
I was just playing music and I was sleeping.
She was just playing music and her eyes were
closed.
Well,
you want to know why?
What is happening with you?
Well, it's 10 p.m.
I was literally about to say, should we podcast right now? Because
listen to
are
me.
Are you awake?
Do you want to know what I did today?
Yes, I do want to know what you did today.
I think you know, but I'm going to tell the people. Oh my God, there's a spider right there. Holy
shit. A Hawaiian spider?
Holy shit. Do you know those motherfuckers are going to go in our bag? They're going to come home with us. And then we're going to have Hawaiian spiders.
Oh my God.
There it goes. There it goes. No.
Can I kill it?
Yeah, but no!
Why can't I kill it?
Well, get a towel because I don't want you to smash guts on your fingers. I got my eye on it. Better hurry. Okay, here we go. It's right there. It's right on the, do you see it?
Yeah, I gotta wait till it's on.
Do you want me to shine the light on it? Okay, hold on. Guys, this is we got things happening. I'd say lift up. Oh, God.
He's moving so slow.
I hate him.
Why is he looking at me like that?
Well, because he knows you're going to murder him.
Look at his two arms.
His
arms are front, his legs.
Open to you.
Are like open to me. I'm freaking out now.
He's trying to reach you. He's reaching out.
Do I strike him right now?
Strike while the iron's hot.
Are you sure?
Yeah, but I don't think you should. I mean, he's pretty tiny.
But he's going to run if he sees me.
No, he's not. He's so slow.
Ready?
Mm-hmm. I'm scared. You're not going to get him. Oh, my
yeah,
God.
I got him. Yep.
Ah! Wow.
Yep.
You got him?
Yep.
I'm sad for him now. I don't think you got him. I think you're pretending like you got him, and now you're, like, running away. Let's see. Yeah. How much you guys want to bet that he got him? 3, 2, 1. You didn't fucking get... If he falls, if he's falling... No.
Wait.
No.
Wait, did you see him?
I don't know.
Oh my God. Well.
Wait.
What?
Cutie.
He wasn't in the napkin.
Ah! Ah! Does that mean he's out here? Oh. You didn't get him at all. What in the f***, cutie?
Just leave him alone.
Well, now there's shit
everywhere. Oh my God. Oh my God. Tell me about your day.
Okay. Woke up. Guys, we're in Hawaii. We are on Hawaiian time, which is 3 hours prior to Los Angeles. It's not the right word. 3 hours beyond Los Angeles.
Mm-mm. We're 3 hours
ahead.
Ahead.
That's the word I'm looking for. We're three hours.
No.
No.
We're 3 hours behind.
Behind. That's
we are
the word.
3 hours behind Los Angeles. We're 6 hours behind New York right now.
Okay, cool. So I woke up at 6:30 this morning.
Yep.
My glam team got to my room at 7. We did glam. I did Love Island press. I did 8 interviews today. I did 8 interviews.
Mm-hmm.
I did one with Us Weekly. I can't even talk. Us Weekly.
Us Weekly.
Us Weekly. I did a What's in My Beach Bag with Us Weekly. That was fun. So you guys should check it out when it comes out. But also, I did The Talk, which was really fun.
That's cool.
But
who was on that episode?
Was
it just you? You with the girls or?
I don't know who the other guests were.
Okay. Oh, you're right.
Because
you
it's
won't
a
know.
Zoom.
It's your segment.
Yeah.
Oh, that makes sense.
Because it's a Zoom. So I wasn't like obviously in the studio. And then right after that, I went down and did all my Love Island social. So I made like GIFs in the studio, did a photo shoot, did social stuff where I'm talking about like Islanders and whatever. Then I came back up here and shot a full Crocs campaign. But then I had a couple meetings. Then I had a fitting. Guys, wow. Okay, what? Who cares about what I'm talking about?
No, you had a lot to do.
No one cares.
You had a lot to do today.
Okay.
And also, it was funny because you said my glam team came up and we got ready. But like, do people know what glam team means? Because I recently learned that. I didn't know glam was just like when your hair and makeup shows up.
Yeah, I think people know that because of the Kardashians or something.
That's true.
My glam team just walked in. So, and I didn't feel like shit today. I actually had a great day. I felt alive. I felt really excited and eager to like be working.
Yeah.
But I also like, even if there's like a lull in the day where you're like, I'm tired, you like can't be tired.
No, you can't.
Yeah.
But if you did work somewhere, like I used to work at Office Max, right?
You did?
Yeah. Office. What's the other one? Office Max and what? There's two.
Office Depot.
Okay. Staples? So I used to work at Office Max.
You worked at Office. What did you do there?
I would nap up top the rafters behind the office chairs.
Who are you?
You didn't know I used to work there?
You worked at Office
Max? I used to work at Office Max for like probably like maybe like a year and a half or so.
Where?
This was a younger job.
In Portland?
In Portland, Oregon. Yeah. Where I used to live.
What did you do there?
I was just like a floor salesperson. Like,
you like sell printers.
People
and
would
stuff?
Come in and want a pen, and I would show them the black pens or the blue pens.
You did not work at Office
swear
Max.
I swear to God.
You've never told me about this part of your life, and I feel a little like you're hiding.
Do you know that
stuff
I used to work
me?
At Elmer's as a busboy?
What?
Do you know that I used to work at Lakeview Marriott as
what
a busboy?
What?
Do you know that I used to, cutie, I've had so many regular jobs, like, you know, just jobs. I've had so many.
I don't even know you anymore.
No, you don't.
That's actually weird. How do I not know anything about you?
I don't know.
What's your name again?
Matthias James Puchal.
What?
Yeah.
That's how you pronounce
my real name. Literally, my real name is Matthias James Puchal. It's German. I know it sounds weird because it doesn't sound like a German accent, but that's my real name. I was born and raised in Germany. I was shipped to Portland, Oregon.
I literally don't even know this human.
But my point of the story is, I used to work at Office Max and all these regular jobs. It's less draining when you just have to kind of do physical labor and go help some random customers. It is less straining than having a whole day in entertainment, because now that I've done both jobs, it's exhausting.
I think
the entertainment business could be exhausting.
I'm literally yawning.
As you yawn.
Okay, sorry guys. I think because like mentally, like you have to, I'm like, okay, I have to say this. I have to look like this. I have to move like this. I have to dance like this. It's like literally
it's
like there's so many. It's physical and mental. Anyways, it doesn't matter.
So,
I'm having a great time. It's actually like the most fun, but it's also like it's a lot of work.
I'm going to be your final interview of the day.
Okay.
You've done 8, right? I'm going to be number 9.
Okay.
I'm your 9th interview.
Is it a Love Island interview?
No, it's not a Love Island interview.
Why?
It's because just hear me out.
Well, I'm really good at Love Island interviews.
I have a couple questions.
Okay, what?
You had 8 interviews today. The talk, Us Weekly, and so on, all these different outlets that you are talking to.
Mm-hmm.
Do you get nervous before all of them, any of them, some of them? When do you get nervous? If it's something that you personally like? Like if it's a show that you've watched growing up and you're like, oh my God, I get to be on The View or whatever show that might be.
Yeah.
Do you get nervous?
Yes, I do get nervous. But it's weird because like I get nervous for live stuff. When I know that, you know, something can be edited, I don't get as nervous. I just like have fun with it. And if I like flub something up and I can kind of restart, I don't really get nervous. But like when I did that Petco thing where I was live on their Facebook I did like a live adoption and I had to literally talk for like an hour straight. It was so nerve-wracking because it's like one slip of something and then like you kind of black out and you're like, I don't really know where to go with this. But like, I think with Love Island stuff, I know the show. It's like, you know, I'm the host of a show that is very like set in its ways. Like it has such a format that like I can just talk about it, which doesn't feel scary to me anymore. The first season when I did all the press for it, I was really scared.
Yeah.
But now that I know exactly what my job is and what my role is and what my favorite parts of the show are, I can tell you anything about the show, you know? So I don't really get nervous for that. But like today I did an interview with People Magazine and there's just like the most lovely human who I've done now probably 3 interviews with. And she's just like so great and so welcoming. And anytime you come on Zoom or whatever, she's like, Ariel, oh my God, hi. Like she just makes you feel so good. And like, I think I don't get nervous when the people are nervous too, kind of like they're like, we're all nervous.
Their energy.
We're all nervous.
Yeah.
Cause we're like, she's interviewing me. I'm nervous. She's nervous. Like, it's just fun. It's like, it's more of like it's a good excitement nervous.
I like exciting nerves.
I do too. It's fun.
Like, that's really fun.
That's how I felt today. That's probably why I'm extra tired because I had so much adrenaline.
Yeah.
And then it's like, and then I'm like, crash. Yeah.
There's unprepared nerves when you're like, oh
my
God,
not fun.
I have to go perform right now and I'm not ready.
That's not fun.
Or there's exciting nerves where you're just excited because you're like, oh my God, I'm going to go be on camera.
Yeah.
I'm going to be on Us Weekly or I'm going to be on The Talk or whatever. And it's exciting.
Yeah.
Like there's something very exciting for me too
mm-hmm.
when I get to be on TV, on a live interview or whatever that would be.
Yeah, it is really fun.
That is fun.
Next question, please.
Next question. Okay.
From the shirtless guy in the back.
So, okay. Miss?
Yes.
Oh, I have a question right here.
Hi.
Yes,
how
hi.
Are you?
This
is a press junket, right?
Yes. So I'm from the magazine Ocean Boy. And it's
Ocean Boy.
It's just a small island, and I'm the guy from the ocean, and it's just called Ocean Boy. That's all you have to know.
Oh.
And I have a question.
I've never heard of that magazine. Okay.
All the fans back home want to know.
Mm-hmm.
Did you have a crush on any of the Love Island boys from last season? If so, who? And if so, why? All the Ocean family wants to know.
Oh, I had multiple crushes from last season.
Go.
So I loved Johnny.
Mm-hmm.
Johnny was just like so cute, so fun, love, right?
Let me chime in. I know I'm interviewing you, but let me chime in. I also had a crush on Johnny because he's a mm-hmm. handsome dude.
Yeah.
But I feel like his personality was lacking for me. For me personally.
Oh, interesting. Okay.
I wanted to hold his face and stare into his eyes.
I mean, they were gorgeous. Oh. He had like honey colored eyes.
I wanted to stare into his eyes.
His eyes were like honey that I put in my tea.
I literally stared into his eyes.
Who's interviewing right
for
now?
Hours.
Okay. You need to. Okay.
No.
I just realized that you just kept saying that for the last 4 minutes.
I stared into Johnny's eyes for hours.
Okay. You did?
Yes. But
when?
On TV.
Oh.
On TV.
Got it.
But I didn't love his personality.
Interesting.
I thought he was cool. I thought it was.
I think he's very cool.
I thought it was cool, but like, there were better personalities on there. Yeah, in my opinion.
Okay. Because he was like, he's beautiful. But I also loved Bennett. Do you remember Bennett?
I don't know if I. No, I don't think so.
Victoria and I would freak out over Bennett. Let me look him up.
Can I Google Bennett Love Island? He'll pop up.
Yeah.
Right?
He has curly lips.
Curly lips.
Victoria and I were like, he's got cute curly lips.
Bennett Love Island.
Bennett Sipes, I think his name was.
Okay, I got his name.
He's just like very like rocker.
Interesting.
Rocker boy.
Yeah. I don't remember him at all.
You don't?
No.
Well, you want to know why? Because you didn't watch last season. And that pisses me off. Matt was on a road trip and missed every episode of Love Island.
Oh, I was gone for a month just touring the world.
Okay, I wouldn't call that touring.
I toured the world.
He like went on a fishing trip.
Yeah, but you know, I like to call it was a fishing tour.
Okay.
It was.
A fishing tour.
Okay, so I think the interview's over.
Oh.
Unless, did you want any more questions?
I mean, I think you got to give the people what they want.
And they want more questions?
Probably.
Okay, cool.
I'm just kidding. They probably don't give a shit about me.
Okay, so we're going to wrap up the Love Island interview. Oh. So you thought Johnny was hot. You thought Bennett was cute. Did Bennett have a good personality?
Yeah,
did any of the girls like Bennett?
You know what's so funny is like this show is, it's like we get so many different types of personalities. And it's like, obviously, not everybody is going to like everybody that walks through the door, right? But there's going to be that one person that's like, oh, that's my guy.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if I was on Love Island, I would probably step forward for everybody just because it'd be funny and it'd be fun to just like let everybody know, like, I'm interested in anybody. I mean, I guess if it's like so not your type, I guess you wouldn't.
You do give a lot of people chances.
Yeah,
like
true.
You are that person.
Yeah. And I think
you're not just based on just looks where you're like,
yeah,
that's my type of look.
Yeah.
You like the whole package. You want to feel personality. You want to, you know, I get it.
But I think on Love Island or like realizing what happens on this show is like, you know, these girls are like 20, whatever, in their 20s, like early 20s. And they're very... They want to be open to like different personalities and different types and whatnot, but they don't step forward for anybody because they're like, they want to see who the next guy is to come out. So they don't want to be taken when the next hot guy comes out.
Yeah.
They want to like be open to being like, oh, he's cute. Okay, I can step forward for that guy. But then they end up stepping forward for nobody when like, you got to play the game.
Yeah.
You have to be a part of the show, right? Like you can't not get coupled up at the end of the day. So it's like, it's not like the producers are saving the best for last. Like they're bringing hotties out.
They just
like,
send them out.
They just send them out.
Every guy and girl, actually it's guys that come out, right? The girls are already there.
The girls are there.
And they send the guys out. But they have a bunch of good looking guys that all are cool and have cool personalities. And they all, you might have like a super tatted, edgy guy that some girls like, and
exactly.
You might have like a clean, like ripped guy that other girls like. Like
right.
It's, yeah.
Well, so I haven't met any of them this season yet.
Yeah.
By the time this comes out, I will probably have met all of them, but I can't wait to meet them in person because like, if you see a photo of them, you're like, oh yeah, obviously cute, whatever. But like in person, their personalities shine. Like they pick really good personality people. And I'm so glad because I think that's like the most important is like having someone that's like so fun to talk to or like so interesting or whatever. But also I was going to say, I've heard word on the streets here in Hawaii is that this season's cast is perfect.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
And I'm really excited because my glam team and my stylist, they're like, you know, they work with them too sometimes or they have to go and like do certain things with them and they're like, oh yeah, they're amazing. So I'm so excited.
I've seen I've seen 4 people that I know are Islanders out.
Yeah,
so,
same.
So I think we told you guys last episode maybe that we're in a quarantine bubble at this hotel in Hawaii. So everyone's here. The whole cast and crew are here. And there are like 300 people that are working on the show, from Ariel, the host, to the cast members, to the crew, and everyone's here. And I've seen probably 4 people, and I can tell they are good.
Yeah, like, me too.
Like one girl.
Because we see them with our binoculars. We actually brought binoculars.
One girl was doing a bunch of back handsprings.
Oh, I saw her. I saw her.
Like she looked like maybe she was a gymnast or not, but like I'm like, oh, this chick has personality because
she's clearly just flipping around on the grass
in Hawaii. And then today I was downstairs with my computer working. And this super ripped dude, he was so tatted. Did you see that guy yet?
Does he have a dangly earring?
He's like, he looked like a half black dude, handsome, shorter, curly hair.
Oh, yeah. A dangly earring.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
Tatted from head to toe.
He's so hot.
He's a hot guy.
I saw him.
And I saw him walk in. Like, I was intimidated. I was like, oh, shit. I was like, hot guy coming my way.
Oh. He
was being escorted by like 3 like PAs.
I can't wait to kiss him.
And he was just, excuse me?
What?
Do you have to kiss these guys?
What?
Wait, you just said I can't wait to kiss him?
I did?
Yeah, I think so.
Oh.
Do you have to kiss these guys?
Yes.
You do?
I have to kiss him.
Oh, you have
to
kiss him.
It's part of my job. It's what, I mean, like, yeah, the first day, it's called the kissing episode. And like the host has to kiss everybody.
I've never heard of this.
Yeah, I mean, it's part of Love Island. It's part of the format. So like, and yeah,
really?
Yeah, a new person that comes in, I just have to try them out to make sure they're good enough for the Islanders.
Wait, so as the host, I've not seen this on the show. So you're saying as the host?
It's not part of the show. Yeah, they don't show it on the show.
They have you kiss the guys?
Yeah, I kiss
everyone.
To
vet them, to make sure that they're good enough to kiss the girls?
Yep.
On Love Island?
Yeah.
You're kidding.
No.
Jeez.
Yeah, it's crazy.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, I kiss like 60 people.
60?
60, yeah. I kiss all the girls too.
No way. Could you imagine if you were serious and that's what you had to do? You had to vet everyone by kissing them.
They're like, Ariel's into it. Send them in.
Send them in.
Wait, I just realized, like, what is it about like kissing the bride? Like when you go to a wedding and like guys are like, I gotta get a kiss from the bride. It's like, get the away from me.
Wait. You're saying guys who aren't the husband say I need to get a kiss from the bride?
Yeah, isn't that a thing?
I don't know. I've never heard of that.
Oh.
Like they want to kiss her on the lips?
Yeah.
Shut up.
It's like a thing. I think you like kiss the bride on the lips and they say I gotta kiss the bride.
You're lying to me.
Hold on.
Yeah, please look that up because
kissing
I don't buy
the bride at a wedding.
So you're telling me that it's a thing for me to go to my friend's
wedding. You may kiss the bride, a brief history. Oh, wait, hold on. That's actually part of the ceremony. Okay.
While you looked it up.
Okay.
You're telling me I go to my homie's wedding.
Mm-hmm. And he's married. You can kiss anyone you want.
And he's marrying. No, listen.
Kiss the bride.
And he's marrying this amazing chick. I'm supposed to go up to her. I'm allowed to go up to her and say, let me kiss you right now.
Like stole a kiss from the bride. Is that a thing?
And I grab her face and I kiss her lips.
I kind of think it's okay.
I don't think that's okay. I've never heard that before. I know that there's a thing about honeymoon, like not honeymoons. I'll just say honeymoon. I know there's things about bachelor parties. I know bachelor parties, guys are like.
I can't find a lick of information on this, so I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong.
It's known that bachelor parties, guys go and will get lap dances and like make out with chicks and stuff like that. Same with girls. Like, that's like a thing that I'm aware of. I could not imagine you go to a guy's or you can't go to your friend's wedding and just kiss their bride. I've never heard that.
I mean, you can.
Oh, my God.
Hold on. I'm still trying to find it. Stole a kiss from the bride.
Are you thinking of like, I stole a kiss. What are you going to do about it?
Our vine?
What's that from?
Our vine.
No. But your vine was making fun of someone else.
No. No, you kissed my fingers.
No. There's a vine or a video that says, I stole a kiss. What are you going to do about it?
Drum, 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 drum.
I don't know. Is it?
Drum, drum. I
bizarre traditions.
Bizarre traditions?
Five bizarre wedding traditions. The kissing tradition, Sweden.
Okay.
Kissing just became a whole lot more weird. In Sweden, it is tradition to steal a kiss from the bride or groom every either the bride leaves the room and the groom stays inside or vice versa. Interesting. Also, what is that sentence?
No way. So wait, so you're saying
if the groom leaves the room,
we're all on the dance floor.
Groom leaves the room, you can kiss the bride.
Groom leaves, you go and kiss her. No way.
It's like a
Yeah, but here's the thing. You know how it's like a tradition and it's funny and we're laughing about it right now? In the imagine really being there. Is that okay?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay, number two. Spit on the bride.
Shut up.
In Kenya, spitting is a symbol of good luck and fortune. That poor bride's face and dress. Beating the feet.
Get out of here.
What in the world? I'm reading this, by the way. I'm not just saying it. What in the world? In South Korea, the groom will remove his shoes and tie his feet together with a rope or a sash. The groomsmen then lift his legs off the ground and start beating the soles of his feet with a stick. Of course, the intention is to check the groom's strength and knowledge.
Traditions are weird. Traditions are so weird.
Money dance, Poland. Originating in Poland, male guests pay to dance with the bride. Sometimes female guests pay to dance with the groom. Talk about money making event. Okay, don't try and be funny. Wow. All right.
Jeez.
Sorry. I don't know why I just like thought of that.
She's you're down a black hole. You're down a rabbit hole.
I'm down a rabbit butthole.
So
I'm inside a rabbit's butthole.
Can I say something?
Sure.
We were talking about Vine. And I was trying to think of like the I stole a kiss. What are you going to do about it? Who knows what that's from? I know someone listening is going to be like, I know what it's from. And good for you. Okay.
I stole a kiss. What are you going to do
about it?
Is it Marcus Johns?
I don't know.
No. He does.
Do you remember Dem White Boys?
Yes.
They literally, these three guys would just, they would literally just like twerk and shake their ass to different songs. Right? That was Dem White Boys, right?
I think so.
They didn't do skits. I think it was three white guys, Dem White Boys, and they would shake their ass.
Okay.
So one guy that I've followed since Vine, Cole LeBrant, I follow him on Instagram. He has a family now.
Mm-hmm.
He has three daughters and he has a wife.
It's crazy.
And he just posted, thanks for the 20 million on TikTok. And he's got like this beautiful house. I'm not sure where he lives, but he has this beautiful house somewhere.
Wow.
And it's so crazy to think like that there's these three kids and they were all, you know, equal dudes as Dem White Boys. And Cole just kept going.
Yeah.
And he just became like uber successful. Like literally.
What if he just changed his name to Dat White Boy?
You mean Dad White Boy or Dat White Boy?
No, because it's Dem White Boys.
Oh, he's just Dat
he's
White Boy.
Dat White Boy.
Yeah.
And they're like, cool. What do you think you are? Beyonce? Just solo career, bro?
He's Dat White Boy.
He's JT from Numbers.
Numbers?
What is their band called?
NSYNC?
Yeah. I thought they were called Numbers for
are
a second.
Are you okay?
I think I'm asleep.
You are asleep.
Okay.
My point with Cole LeBrant is it's crazy that where are the other two guys? It's like a boy band where like one guy. Actually, the thing is with Backstreet Boys, we know where those guys are.
We sure do.
No, we don't actually.
They're in my pants.
Hey.
Sorry.
Where's Chris Kirkpatrick?
Probably living his rich ass truth.
He's fine.
He's fine.
Chris Kirkpatrick is fine.
He was my favorite growing
you
up.
You loved him.
I loved that he had like beads in his hair.
Yeah.
I loved him. He was my favorite one. All my friends were like, Lance Bass, his blue eyes, his blonde hair. I was like, Chris Kirkpatrick.
Wait, none of your friends like Justin Timberlake?
They all loved Lance Bass.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, I think Justin Timberlake, for me, was like, oh my God, Justin Timberlake later, because I really did love Chris Kirkpatrick. But like, I liked them all. I liked Lance. I liked JT. I liked freaking, what's the other one's name? Justin Thomas.
No, that's a golfer.
Oh. Jordan. JR. JT. Jason. Jason.
Wait a second. Momoa. Now you're met. Wait. From NSYNC?
NSYNC.
Oh my God.
Kevin.
No. That's Backstreet Boys. Now you.
Ryan.
Now you're getting me. Here we go.
I'm like friends with this person and I'm freaking out.
Justin Timberlake, Chris Kirkpatrick.
Lance Bass.
Lance Bass. Not JT. Not.
JR?
No. Oh my God. Why
JC
are we,
Chassé.
JC.
Oh my God. Dear that God. Just came out of me like.
JC Chassé.
JC Chassé.
JC.
JC Chassé.
You know what? I'm imagining.
Is he like older than them?
I think he was a little older. I'm imagining right now.
What are you imagining, Keith?
No, I'm looking up JC Chassé. Dude. I'm looking at his Instagram.
He's still cute, though.
No, he is still cute. But it's so crazy how people age.
Okay, well.
I'm just saying.
Don't look at photos of me then from back then.
I'm just saying, like.
Because, I mean.
You know what's dope, though?
I'm still cute.
So, here's JC.
Is that his girlfriend?
I think so, yeah.
Oh, she's cute. Oh, imagine, they're cute.
Imagine being JC.
I like them.
And
he's got 32,000 likes.
Yeah. And JC wants to go shopping, so he goes to Nordstrom. And imagine just him being like, I'm JC, I'm at Nordstrom. And he just shops at Nordstrom.
What are you saying?
No, but hear me out.
Okay.
And he just shops there, and then people go, oh my God, that's JC from NSYNC. How sick is that?
That's so sick.
How sick is that? Like, he is forever in NSYNC. He can't take that back.
If you could take it back. No one can take it away from him. So wait, if you could be in any, like, 90s show, 90s band, 90s anything, like something, like those are the people that I get starstruck over, because those are the people that, like, my younger self would be like, holy shit.
Yeah.
I would love to be a Spice Girl, right? Like, oh my God, that'd be so cool.
You know what's funny? Mine's probably Backstreet Boys.
Yeah.
It would be so sick.
Backstreet Boy.
If I was, imagine me right here. And I'm like, yeah, I was in Backstreet Boys.
Yeah.
And people are like, what? Hey, so Matt, how'd you become so successful? What'd you do for a living? Oh, I was in Backstreet Boys.
Mm-hmm.
That's the coolest thing ever.
The Backstreet Boys wrote a song about me.
Like, do you understand?
What?
What song did they write about you?
The one that goes, I don't know.
No, they did not write this about you.
What he does to make you cry, and I'll be there to make you smile.
They did not write that about you.
I don't care. A fancy car to get to you. I'll walk 1,000 miles.
They did not write that about you.
They did. Because my love is... Did you smell your armpit casually? Guys, Matt's armpits have never in their life smelled bad because of Febreze or something.
No, not Febreze.
Oh.
Drysol.
Drysol.
Febreze?
LeBron James. You were about to just say LeBron James.
No. You said Febreze, and then I said Drysol, and I was thinking Lysol. So then I was going to say Lysol. Yeah. No, I was not going to say LeBron James.
You went, and it sounded like LeBron James.
Because I said, with an L? No, you guys, this stuff is genius. I'm not sure what it's... I don't think it's
genius. It just clogs your pores for the rest of your life.
When I was in high school, I was sick of my pit sweating.
So were you just like a stinky little pit boy?
It didn't smell. But like, I would just pit. Like I would get sweat under my pits.
I hate the thing pit out.
And I would have I would just have little things of sweat there. And I was like, I hated it. So I went to...
I think that's anyone that is human beings.
I know that. But like, I just mentioned it to my doctor. Like, I didn't go to the doctor for that. I was at the doctor for something else. And I was like,
why am I pit now?
I was like, also, like, my pits sweat a lot. Like, what should I do? And he's like, I'll prescribe you Drysol. And I'm like, okay.
I bet that is for someone who's, like, profusely sweating.
No, it probably is.
And you're,
is.
Like, a teenage boy. And you're like, I have a little sweat stain.
No, 100%. Now that I'm an adult, I'm like, why did that man give a 15-year-old boy dry salt.
I don't like
because
that.
Because I said that my armpits sweat when I play basketball.
I want to sue him.
I'm going to sue him.
You should sue him. I will sue him. You don't sweat from your armpits anymore.
I know. But guys, yeah, I'm telling you, I used dry salt for a year, and it's like these little like medical sticks of deodorant, right?
Medical sticks.
Right? It's like medicated.
Medicated. Yeah,
it's medicated,
it is.
Right?
Yeah.
And you put it on your armpits, and then about a year after using it, I just like forgot to use it for a couple nights when I was like gone camping or whatever. And then my armpits just didn't sweat at all. I'm like, oh shit. I was like, this stuff really works. And I didn't use it ever again since. And my armpits have never sweat since.
Okay.
Since I was 15 years old.
Matt is smells good all the time. Like doesn't ever smell gross. And he's hairless. did he laser your body? Where's your hair?
I don't know. I don't know.
You're like a naked mole rat.
But you know what?
What?
My mom and dad are not hairy.
That's true. Your mom is hairless too.
My mom's hairless. My mom
is hairless.
She is hairless.
My mom doesn't have like hairy arms. Like my mom is hairless.
Our kids are going to be naked mole rats.
Oh, when I have a child.
Our kids are going to be naked.
I'm going to have two twin naked mole rats and they're going to come out of me. And they're just going to be so not okay.
They're not going to have eyebrows.
What?
Our
kids are going to be so cute.
Maybe.
Can we have a baby tonight?
Yes.
Okay.
But hear me out.
What? Sorry, I'm on a lot of topics.
We're so not hairless that our kids are not going to have eyebrows. They're not going to have.
What are you saying? Yes, they are.
You don't think so? You think so?
They're going to. You have a shit ton of eyebrows. I cut your eyebrows because they're grandpa style now. No, you just have a hairless body.
It's true. Oh my God. What was the name? Okay. Speaking of my eyebrows, and you know, this hair, these hairs we have to pluck from me. Like now that I'm getting older, I get these curly eyebrow hairs.
Yeah.
We were going to start a business, guys. It was going to be called Go Pluck Yourself.
Oh my God.
Okay. So yes. Arielle came up with this. She said, I don't know why you said this, but we were talking about hair removal and you said we should start a business called Go Pluck Yourself. And I said, that's a great idea.
Yeah.
And we want to have specials.
Or pluck off.
It's called Pluck Off.
The
company's called Pluck Off, and we have multiple services, and you can choose, you know, you can go in for service A, which is Go Pluck Yourself.
Yeah, which is like, you know, bikini line or something.
No, they give you the tools to pluck yourself. Yeah, you go in and they hand you the tools
and
to pluck yourself.
And they give you tweezers.
And then the other one is, or you can choose from Mother Plucker on the menu, and they have like a trained mom to go pluck your hairs for you.
A mom, just a random mom will pluck your eyebrow hairs.
Yep.
And Mother Plucker.
And then they have one, if you really need to get it, one called Pluck Me Hard.
I didn't hear about this one. What's that service?
Yeah, one called Pluck Me Hard. And you go in, and they pluck you. they just really get you, right? And then they have one called Pluck Me Hard, Daddy. And They have a dad show up to pluck your body hair. Oh my God. So guys, we want to open a store called Pluck Off for all your hair removals. If you want to get your hair plucked off, call us at 1-800
Pluck Yourself
and we'll make it happen. I'm crying. I'm crying laughing right now.
What about Pluck It?
Pluck It. Oh, yeah. Maybe the store should be called Pluck It, and then Pluck Off is an option.
Pluck Off. Pluck Off is hilarious.
If we literally had a storefront that said Pluck Off, are people going in there?
I think so.
I think so.
The world is so open to funny, like gimmicky things.
Yeah.
That like people go there and it'd probably be really popular.
I agree.
Like I would want some random mom to pluck me.
Imagine going in for the mother plucker. And then they just literally send in a mom to pluck you. That's hilarious. And then maybe if it's a guy and I'm like, I don't really want a mom to pluck me.
Yeah.
And I say, I want the Pluck Me Hard Daddy package. Oh my God. What are these businesses that we come up with?
Plucking A. That's your anal area.
Wait, Pluck Me A?
Plucking A.
Oh, Plucking A.
Like,
Cooking A.
Oh, okay, got
cooking
it.
Cooking A.
So, guys, let us know in the comments if you would come to our store, Pluck Off. Also, I was told, by the way, I got an email from our from Madison, our podcast producer. She said, please remind people to like and follow your podcast.
Oh my God. Well, how are they hearing this if they aren't even liked and subscribed?
No. So I'm telling you guys, well, they are. Listen, you person listening to me right now, you're probably following us.
Oh.
Probably. If not, follow us. I don't know
give
how that works.
Give us a like and a subscribe?
Yes. Give us a like. Oh, no. It was comment. Review.
Oh, give us a review.
Apparently, reviews do great for podcasts and they boost you in the iPod stores, iPhones.
Okay, it's just living in 2000.
Well, it's 1048 here, which means iPod. It's 1:48 back home.
Did you have an iPod Nano?
No, I didn't. I did not have a Nano. I don't even know what that is.
It's like a little tiny iPod.
I don't know what that is.
It like or like an iPod Shuffle.
I had no mini iPods.
Because you were poor.
Yes.
Oh.
I wasn't rich like you, little rich girl.
I literally had none of those things either.
Little rich girl.
I'm a rich girl. Shut up.
All right, guys, we're going to wrap this up because Ariel has been closing her eyes for the last 5 minutes.
It's not true.
Guys, we love you. Thank you for putting up with our bullshit nonsense.
Pluck off.
Please go check out our store, Pluck Off. It's not open yet, but when it opens up, please check it out. And we love you guys very much. So we hope to see you next episode when Ariel is not sleeping. And we will talk about whatever is on our mind then.
I'm tired.
I know. Bye, guys.
You guys are literally so beautiful.
You are beautiful.
I can see you.
Bye.
I'm talking to you, Robert, Janice, Carol, Francesca.
Frank. Matthew, Ashley.
You guys are beautiful. Just know that you're loved.
Goodbye, lovers.
Oh.
Toodaloo.
Bye-bye.